Everybody, welcome to the Fan Motion Podcast. We are back for another fantastic episode. This one I am super excited about. I've been stressing over. I've been talking to Josh and Brent into the midnight hours. We are ranking the albums from 12 to 1, and I cannot wait to have this conversation. I'm actually still a little confused on some of mine. I might make some last-minute changes, but anyway, we're here. We got the typical. The crew is here. Josh, say hi.
They blew up my house, my car. Let me tell you something. My koala bear is not in such great shape either, you know?
Brentry, my man.
He took what I was going to say. He stole it. How can I top that?
Josh does that. So this is fun. Josh, we came up with this idea to...
What idea?
The idea of ranking the albums, which I think, you know, in a world where everything has lists and we all love to make our lists, we all think it's super easy, but trust me, this is harder, at least for me, than I thought it would be. As all of us being super fans of Night Ranger, it is not easy to put one last or ninth or seventh when you really truly love just about everything they've done. There'll be some discretion here. I'm sure we'll have some fun conversations. So if we're ready, what we'll do is I'll list my number 12, then Josh will list his number 12, then Brent, and we'll go around the horn. We might say a little something about each album, how we feel about it, why we put it where it is, maybe a highlight off of that album, maybe not, and then we'll go. Hopefully it's a lot of fun, and hope everybody enjoys this one. I love this. I can't wait to get started. So for me, starting this off, no big surprise. Josh will not be surprised by this. My number 12 is Feeding Off the Mojo. And I'll quickly say, I won't get into it. My reasoning for putting it last is, A, to me, just to me, I don't feel that it's a Night Ranger album. That even though it's under that moniker, I don't feel that it's a Night Ranger. It is a good album. I actually listened to it again the other night. I was talking to Josh about it. There's a song called Precious Time that is a fantastic song. Gary Moon sounds great on this album, but in my head, and that doesn't make it right or wrong, it's where I stand. This, to me, would be no different than Jack Blades calling the Damn Yankees album a Night Ranger album. Or to put it in another way, if Paul and Gene left Kiss and Eric and Tommy put out an album, would it be a Kiss album?
Yes.
That's where I feel with it. Well, I disagree with Brent on that one. That's
no,
where I
I'm
feel.
Joking.
I'm not ripping on the album. I think it is actually a fantastic album. The more I listened to it, I was like, man, this is really good. It just doesn't hit home for me as a Night Ranger album. Josh.
Well, everything that you said is incorrect.
What?
There is actually a higher percentage of original band members on Mojo than there is any other of these Night Ranger albums that have been released in the last 10, 11 years. Three members in the Mojo era, two of them were original. That's a 66% rate of original members. Right now, you just have a 60% rate. So there is less original members in this current version of Night Rangers percentage-wise than there was in Mojo, and that is one reason why you're wrong. And
wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty solid math. I can't argue with that.
Math. I just gave you mathematically, there's a formula to prove that why that album is more Night Ranger than anything they've released in the...
fuzzy math going on.
So how I'm going to rank my albums, all right, is it's just by what do I reach for the most when I go to pick up a CD or whatever and listen to. And if I was making a list of what albums are more important in Night Ranger's history, or, you know, a list of, you know, taking out any emotion or whatever, you know, of course, I think we all know what would 1, 2, and 3 would be. But this is just me going, picking it up, and I actually kind of surprised myself. I'm like, I got to rank this album higher because I listened to this album 100 more times than I do this other album, even though I thought I liked this other album more. But my number 12 most favorite Night Ranger album is...
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And to me, it's just one of those things I don't go back to a lot. I've always said it sounds to me like it was four guys bringing in stuff that they were going to put on a solo album, recording it together, and then calling it Night Ranger. It just didn't really have any. It's just all over the place, heavy, melodic stuff that's really doesn't even sound like Night Ranger. I mean, there's a couple tracks on there just, you know, You're Going to Hear From Me and Whatever Happened are two really unique songs, and I do like the heavy stuff by Brad, but just that's my number 12.
Rentry?
Okay. My number 12.
Shocker.
Well, no, I'm just trying to think of something to say. Is Feeding Off the Mojo. It's not a bad album. Saw the tour. It was a spectacular tour. Glad I was there. And by the way, when I was referencing another temporary guitar player in the first episode we did, or the Zero episode,
yeah,
it was the guys that was playing live with them.
David Zajcik played live with them.
That's
for a year.
Yeah, he was
95.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of when I wanted to clarify that. Mm-hmm. But in any event, no, it's a good album. It just, for me, when I put in a Night Ranger album, or put it in CD, and I love hearing the vocal stylistics of Kelly Kagi and Jack Blades on the record. Gary Moon, it's great, sounding like a different band, except for someone copying Brad's style. Then Kelly would sing, and then bring me right back into Night Ranger. Then Gary would sing, and it would take me right back to a different band. It's not anybody's fault. That's just the way it was.
Yeah.
So, but no, good solid album. Just my least favorite. So there has to be a number 12, and there has to be a number one. So
that's true, Ren. And I kind of agree with you. We saw that show together, and I thought Gary's fantastic. I really did.
I've never seen a band work so hard in a bar to put on a show.
That's true.
They were incredible.
And we met them afterwards, so it was really cool.
Yeah, they were great.
Now, Brent, right. If you guys are good at geometry, I'll tell you why you're wrong. Brent, all right?
Hey, we're not. I
need you to draw an isosceles triangle. And we'll start there, and I'll give you the equation on Brent why you're wrong.
He's not going to draw anything.
All right.
No.
What we got next?
Ready? Yeah.
You ready for number 11? So let me state real quick. I want to do what Josh did, tell you how I ranked mine and how I came to my conclusions, similar to what Josh did. But then I started really getting in my head about it. And what I did is when I went down the list of albums, what I did to force myself to make the call was, if Night Ranger only recorded, say, 5 albums, where would I want their career to end? Would I want it to be off this album or that album and never hear the rest of these songs? And that's how I got my rankings. It sounds insane. I'll be happy to answer anybody's questions later when I'm laying on a couch breaking down my mental shakeup here. But anyway, number 11 for me is Hole in the Sun. For the same reasons Josh stated, honestly, this felt like a throwaway album to me. There are songs that I can listen to. It's not horrible. I don't think Night Ranger has done a horrible album, and that's just my opinion, but I don't. I love this band. Like Brent said, you've got to put them in order. There had to be a 12. There has to be an 11. I can't tell you the last time I reached for Hole in the Sun to listen to. So for those reasons, it just isn't. It felt soulless. It felt like they just didn't care. My opinion. Love you guys. Josh.
All right. My next 11 albums are tied for number 1.
Well, if we can do that, Hold on. I want to redo my list.
You know, not everybody gets a trophy.
All right.
You know?
That was great.
So my number 11 is...
Oh!
Oh, my God!
Now...
Elizabeth! Did your mom feed you paint chips as a kid? Do you live next to high voltage wires?
That hurts me a little, Josh. But go for it. Explain.
This is where his math gets fuzzy, people.
Now, when I go to listen to Night Ranger... I usually am going there because I want something loud and something that rocks. All right? If I'm in the mood for Genesis, I may pick up Big Life, but usually I'll just listen to Genesis. They're a better version of Genesis. When I want to rock, I don't want, Rain Crashing Down, and I Don't Want It. It's a good song, and it definitely shows the maturity of the writing.
You don't want but Color you know of Your what? Smile?
Yeah, that's exactly when I want to cruise around town, you know, cranking.
Windows down.
Yeah, and, you know, or Carrie,
I do it.
Better Let Me Go. There's a reason why the classic era came to a screeching halt. So
I'm getting flushed.
So that is.
Oh.
That was awesome, Josh. I do love your reasoning, and wow, that went down early.
All right,
I'm ready.
Brent, go ahead and go. I'm listening to you. I gotta do a little mechanical on the computer here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about. I'm just gonna skip to the next podcast and talk about Midnight Madness. Is what I'm gonna do. Yeah, Midnight Madness came out in right around 9. No, I'm joking. In any event,
wait a minute. That's your 11. Yeah, no. I'm going to call you privately.
No. I would just skip it to the next episode because.
Do you want to do this anymore?
We're going to fight.
I love it.
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know, you know, your love for Genesis ran so deep.
Hey, real quick, Brent. Josh, that really did catch me off guard. I did not see that coming, which is what I love about this because we're so different. Our choices. Go for it, Brent. Sorry.
I don't have a really big, deep love for Genesis, but Josh is definitely living in a land of confusion. Definitely.
Yeah. So, Brent, when he grabs Big Life, he can grab his Mike and the Mechanics CD as well.
No, I don't have any of that. I don't have any of that.
You do. It says Big Life on it.
No. Anyway, my number 12 is...
No, number 11.
Oh, goes to 11. Is Hole in the Sun. This is the Japanese version for all you Americans out there that have no idea. Japanese version had a different cover. It might have had a few extra songs on it. I have to take a third on what everybody said. And yeah, the album's good for what it is. It didn't feel cohesive to me. It felt like there was a lot of B-sides, not a lot of... You know,
it just felt like it was a throwaway. Like, hey, we owe them an album. Let's do an album.
But it wasn't bad. But I think at that time there was some turmoil going on. I noticed that Jeff has a couple songs by himself. What's Brad got a couple songs by himself. Like Josh said, you know, it's like everybody brought in the material. And and Josh. I think they owed this label one more record, perhaps. And this became that record.
Isn't that about what we were talking about in the one episode where it felt like they were kind of just bringing in their own material and wrote, not co-writing together?
They co-write. I mean, there's stuff co-written on there. And that album cover is the Japanese and the European version.
Okay.
But we could be totally off. To me, it just sounds like you have four guys bringing in four or a couple songs each, and they probably, you know, Kelly and Jack probably work on a couple, but it's so all over the place. I mean, you go from Tell Your Vision to Whatever Happened,
I think Television.
Yeah, and
Television.
Those two songs are just, you know, very opposite ends of the spectrum, and but you know, there's. I'll tell you who really shines on that album is Brad Gillis, his songwriting. Yeah. So it's not a bad album.
It's not a bad album.
But it just is one that
you don't reach for.
Nope, I just don't.
I think that was the best comment too, Josh. Like you said, you don't reach for it, and I'm the same way. I rarely will reach for Hole in the Sun. Rarely.
But when I do my greatest hits on my MP3 player, there are songs from that album inside that playlist I make.
So I have a playlist, and it's got songs from every album, and they touch on it, and I shuffle it, and it's great. So,
I mean, Fooling Me, that could be on any Night Ranger album. It's a great song. Whatever Happened, love that song. There is Life, great song.
All righty.
Feel.
Number 10. For me, number 10 is the album 7. Like Josh said earlier, they're all number ones, but this one is still not one I reach for very often. But over the past weekend, I did a lot of, I was on a full Night Ranger spin cycle on my ear pods. And, you know, you've got songs like I love Sign of the Times, I love Don't Ask Me Why, Panic and Jane is a good song. Soul Survivor is a beautifully written song. This is a good album. Again, something has to be 10. For me, it's 7.
My number 10.
Wow!
And it's more just because it's the newest CD. It can't, you know, I have a 3-year-old kid, so I, you know.
I quit.
That came out about the time he was born. So I just haven't had a lot of time to really, you know, digest it. But it's one of those albums that when I put in, I'm like, I don't know if it stands up to Somewhere in California or High Road. But I found myself, you know, being out in the garage or doing whatever, and I'd be singing a song like, what song's that? Oh, that's off the new Night Ranger album. And yeah. I probably had 6-7 of those songs stuck in my head. So again, it's not a bad album. Just it has
to be somewhere.
It's just one that I haven't. We do this list in 3 years. It's probably ranked higher.
We do this list tomorrow. Might not be changed.
Yeah, I know. It's whatever you feel now.
Brent, number 10 for you.
Number 10 for me is Somewhere in California. It's something's got to be somewhere, and somewhere is in California.
I thought Brent and I would be like right almost in line.
No, I think the first 5-6 tracks are really, really, really strong. It's just that it's not better than the next one, and the next one is not better than the next one.
I know this.
It's a great album. Like I said, I love, you know, I don't get paid by Night Ranger. But I will say, I don't think they have had a terrible album. I don't sit here and I don't like this one bit doing this because, you know, they're in chronological order on my shelf. That's how they go. But now I've actually had to put them in an order.
It's like the Sophie's Choice. It's trying to pick your favorite child. I could make strong arguments for all of these albums being my number 3. My number 1 and 2 are pretty solid, but number 3 and 3 on up is really, like Josh said, they all could be number 3s for me, or number 1s. It's hard. So, all right, we are to number 9. And number 9 for me is High Road. Love this album. It's got great songs. I mean, High Road, Only for You, Hang On, L.A. No Name. These are great songs. But
Jane Bartholomew.
There are, you know, when I'm going down my order, I keep going back to Josh. I don't go for this album as often as I go for my next album, you know. So it's High Road. I love it. High Road itself is one of my favorites. It's a great song by him. So I don't have any arguments about good or bad. Just a great album. Moving on. Josh.
All right. Hold on to your corncob pipe.
I'll do it. All right. I got to go. Josh,
so here's,
I'm going to call 911
here
for you
is,
now.
Here's the
you're
reason.
Clearly having a stroke.
Here's the reason why. When you go see him in concert, you're hearing Don't Tell Me You Love Me. You're hearing Sing Me Away. You're hearing Eddie. And you're hearing Night Ranger. You're hearing those 4 songs. So back in the 90s, I probably would rank this higher because Eddie's Coming Out Tonight and Night Ranger were 2 songs. They were songs on the album you didn't hear, you know, obviously a lot. But now they play those 4 songs all the time. And some of the songs haven't, to me, aged all that great. At Night She Sleeps, Young Girl in Love, and Penny. You know, those 3 songs I could skip all the time. So that really leaves you with one of my favorite Night Ranger songs, Call My Name. And Play Rough, it's, you know, I like it, but on that album, it's not the top. So if it was just something they didn't play all the time when I saw them tour, or if you hear Night Ranger on the radio, it's usually going to be Don't Tell Me You Love Me. That's the reason why. Just, you know, why am I reaching for something that, you know, they play every time that I see them? And then the songs that they don't play, you know, are probably, you know, at the bottom of my list song-wise. So, important record in Night Ranger history. But when it comes to me, I'm skipping.
I did not see that coming
well,
at all.
Well, you know what? You guys ranked Mojo last, so you guys don't know shit to begin with.
Timeline. I always say timeline.
All right, Brent, what do you got for your number nine?
I'm on a high road after midnight. That's why I drum. I don't sing because I'm tone deaf. Love High Road. Love St. Bartholomew is one of my all-time favorite Night Ranger songs. I think that song is incredible. I don't even know her name. I mean, love the whole album, but everything's got an order.
Yep.
And, you know, now this is one of the best Frontiers album covers they've ever had because of all the little Easter eggs with inside. We had a discussion on this on the page, and I remember back when this came out, the album art, I remember right away I posted the original album art without all the Easter eggs, and then when they showed the new one, I circled everything. I sent it to Andy. I posted it on Facebook. Yep. I thought it was so cool. And then I realized the cityscape was feeding off the mojo in the background. I thought, that's really cool. They even took a nod to that. So, because it is a Night Ranger album, number 12 on my list, by the way.
Yeah.
but no, love High Road. Love most every song on it. But there's some songs that are just meant to be, you know, ranked higher. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Number
and eight. By the way, when we post this list and if we do a survey, I'm gonna beat both of you. So I'm just letting you know that.
We'll see where the rankings end up.
It's gonna happen.
All right, for me, number eight is Somewhere in California. I really, really like this disc, man. I mean, you got, I'm gonna go down. Growing Up in California, Lay It On Me is just great, man. Just a great rocking song. Bye Bye Baby, Not Tonight.
Love that.
That's just, to me, that's a classic Night Ranger sound. No Time to Lose. I mean, I was rocking this last night while I was working. It's just so great. And of course, the kick at the end, you get a little Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, which is awesome. So, love this album. I don't have anything negative to say about it. It's just great, and I love it. And I do go to it. I put it in my player often. So that's it. Number eight for me, Somewhere in California. Josh?
I would go higher. I rank it higher than both of you, and it's a good album. I like it. I actually like, to me, the best song on it was the Best Buy bonus track, Mountain Song.
Yeah, Mountain Song, too. I love that one, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you like Mountain Song, Andy, you pretty much said you liked every song on this album. It should be higher. But I guess since it's not a Night Ranger album, since it don't have Fitz or Jeff, but it does have the logo. But anyways, it's
yeah, but the other one was a skinny logo.
Well, then I guess Man in Motion and all those albums aren't. But Man in Motion doesn't have Fitz, so that fits your criteria. But yes, High Road, terrific album. But there's others that I go to a little bit more often. So my number eight.
Yeah, I can't disagree. Brent?
My number eight is my seven.
Okay.
I like seven a heck of a lot more than Andy does. I think Revelation is one of the greatest Kelly songs ever recorded and sang by that man. I love that song. This album, when I first got it, I don't know what headspace I was in, but I got it, I kind of listened to it, and I kind of put it away. And then about 2 years later, I went back to it because I thought, why don't I know this album well enough? I'm like, oh my God. I think it just, when you listen to an album, it hits you at the right time. And Seven is a very strong album from beginning to end. I can't say enough good things about it. I would love Seven to be number one, but I would love the number six to be number one too. So
yeah. It can't be.
So
that's true. That's fair enough, man. Fair
number
enough.
Seven to be seven. Yeah. So a good strong album. Of the original lineup, Josh. And by the way, I'm not an original lineup kind of guy. I like all Night Ranger lineups.
We can tell by your guys' list.
Oh, no. I mean, just the way it is. I do I love Joel and the band. I think Carrie is incredible. And I'll discuss Eric as we go on, because I still have not listed my full list yet. So piss off and go.
All right, number seven for me. I wish I had my props to show everybody. I don't have the cool slide in like Josh has, but Brent knows. Well, Brent knows me well enough. Josh, you don't know yet, but I'm very disorganized when it comes to my CDs and my albums. They're scattershot. They're not protected. I'm not a collector. I'm a fan who just plays the shit out of stuff, and my cases get scratched up. But anyway, I digress. Yeah. So my number seven is Don't Let Up. Man, this CD, when it came out, I loved it. It was – so as you know, these eras of these bands, these legacy bands, I think what a lot of people call them, some of them, they don't keep writing. They don't keep producing good music. They just keep putting out albums that people can debate whether they're good or bad. These guys are still consistently putting out great music, and Don't Let Up for me is just such a great album. I mean, somehow, some way, running out of time, Don't Let Up itself is fantastic. Comfort Me is slowly becoming one of my favorite Night Ranger songs. It's just so good, and I love this album. These guys just they don't really seem to let me down. As they get older, they just keep putting out really solid music. So for me, that's my number seven. I love this album. I still listen to it a lot, and that's it. Josh, what do you got for number seven?
Well, let's keep with the number seven.
Oh, Jesus, Josh. I'm having.
All right. Well, again, you hear three songs off this record all the time, and it's worth the price of admission alone for the song Seven Wishes. But you know, there's I Will Follow You. I like the song.
Oh,
I'm just not jamming it, you know. Night Machine. All right.
Love it.
Yeah, it's all right.
Love it.
And All the Rain's Washed and the Tears from My Eyes. And Through the End of Time,
but
I swear until I die, I won't follow you.
But it's you know, I like to throw, you know, it's Seven Wishes, Faces. Those songs are great. But again, you always hear at least three, maybe four at a show. So it's just something I don't pick up as often as the others ahead of it, just because, you know, I hear it, you know, already when I see it live.
Yeah, that makes sense. Brentry?
Okay, I'm on. Okay, yo, Josh, buddy. You paying attention? Josh, you looking at me? You paying
Brent's
attention?
Number seven.
Okay. I'm pointing to you right now, Josh. Is that correct? Okay, I'm going to show this to you first. It's a sneak peek. What do you think?
That yep. is a good
I agree with Josh.
Choice.
Seven wow. Wishes is my next pick.
Wow.
I do love Seven Wishes. What do you mean, wow? It's good. It's a good album. But this better? I mean, you know. But I do love I Will Follow You, and I will crank that up at a four-way stoplight, and I will sing, and I will bop, and I don't give a crap, because I love that song. I've always had an affinity for that song. So has Andy, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still don't know what the heck a Night Machine is. I've never figured that out. Love the song,
we
though.
We are the Night Machine. Welcome.
But I don't know what it is. Well, I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's very welcoming.
Yeah, it is very welcoming. What's funny is they got a song about welcome, and then they got the next song is a goodbye.
And yeah. I Will Follow You, the I think it's the outro from the guitar solo, is one of the heaviest riffs Night Ranger's ever done. Anyways, I'm not going to, you know.
Right,
it's
right.
The, you know, Kelly's just, you know, slamming away, and they're playing this heavy riff on the guitars. And then it goes right back into, you know, I Will Follow You. But that little riff that comes out of that guitar solo or whatever, that little outro is really heavy, and I like that. They should have just made a whole song from that.
And This Boy Needs a Rock is on this. That song should be back in on the set list every time they play.
Yeah.
They should open with that.
I don't disagree with any of that. It's great. I love that.
Love the album. But Seven, like I said, it had to be in that order, so there you go.
All right, so that gets us to number six. My number six, and these got really tight for me because I got into a real – I couldn't throw away a lot of songs off of these, my next few albums. You know, I look at throwaways, like, all right, how many songs that I really, really have to have? So my number six is Big Life. This, to me, you know, I think Brent's touched on this. There's a timeline issue. Brent and I were in our heyday of thinking we were cool, and these albums were coming out, and I really latched on to Night Ranger as one of my bands when everyone else was liking other bands in our school. We were still, this was us, this was our band. And I go down this album track by track, and I just, and even though I know Josh will say some of these are, they don't hold up as well, he might say that. I don't know that. I'm not speaking for Josh. What I'm saying is I get where people say that. I have no problem with that. But for me, this one really is just it means a lot to me. I love this album. I mean, I love Big Life. I love Color Your Smile. I love Rain Comes Crashing Down. I love, you know, I Know Tonight. I love Hearts Away. I mean, Hearts Away is such a great song. It should have been a bigger hit. I was just talking to one of the guys on the Facebook page about that song. It's a great song. Wasn't a big hit. So this album still holds up for me, but I do understand what everybody's saying. So that's my number six is Big Life.
I think the songs hold up. I mean, it's definitely a maturity in the writing. It's just when I throw Night Ranger in, I want to crank it to 10, and that album doesn't really crank to 10 too well. So
sure.
My number six. And this could probably be thrown up higher, you know. It's what, you know, how you guys are all saying, but Somewhere in California, to me, this announced that they were back, and it probably kicked off one of the best decades in Night Ranger's history. Probably, if you had to judge their history, obviously the 80s is the number one decade, but I would say this last decade we had would be number two, and this kicked it all off. I just remember, as in Africa, when this was getting released, and we had, you know, very poor military internet connection, which, you know, we were lucky to have any. So I don't know. I spent probably 50 minutes downloading the new Night Ranger track, and when I got it, I cranked it, and you hear those synths, and it's not, you know, it's, people don't realize how, now there's some songs you can't, but Fitz, like, you know, some of his stuff really drove songs, and you don't think about it. You Can Still Rock in America. Fitz is driving that song as much as Jeff and Brad, especially the very beginning, you know. And when I heard Somewhere in California, and Eric Levy, this new guy, I was like, all right, this, you know, the sound's back. And so that whole album is good, and that kicked off, to me, one of the best decades we've had.
And Brent, weren't you, you used to call me about that too, with Eric coming on board.
Yeah. Like,
this sound is really solid.
Yeah, I'm going to touch
I don't want
to
steal your thunder. Go ahead. You're done, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brent, go ahead to your number six.
Thunder Buddies for Life, buddy. My number six? Man in Motion. And listen,
I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
I love this album. It's not a bad song on the album. I even like I Did It for Love.
It should definitely be number six then.
The one problem with the record is
no Fitz.
I think it's the production. I think with Kelly using an electronic drum set, it really dates that sound more than that album should be. I'd love to hear a good, clean drum set that Kelly uses on all the other albums. And I know. And the funny thing is, right before I pulled it up, I just flipped it. I changed my mind. That wasn't supposed to be my next pick, but it is. It is.
Like, we'll do this again in a couple months, and we'll see where we stand. Keep your list.
It'll change.
We'll come back and have these same discussions.
I can't tell you how much I love that album. I think it rocks. It's just a fantastic album from beginning to end.
Yeah.
But as we get tighter and tighter and tighter, these are all fantastic albums from beginning to end. So,
listen, my final five are tough for me.
I mean, I even took Fans of Motion from Man of Motion.
Yeah, as I say, that's the you guys. That's the
inspiration. And but I will say, I hate the skinny Night Ranger logo. All the bands of that time period, Rat, Y&T. You see your Y&T shirt, Josh? It's got the classic Y&T logo. It doesn't have the skinny one. All those bands were going to skinny logos because I think it looked sleek, and I hated it because it was like everybody was just copying everybody. That's okay. Night Ranger went back to the classic logo. Yeah, see, look at classic logo.
I'm wearing my Cabo shirt today and representing Sammy.
Yeah.
Dave Menichetti.
All right, so that's your number six, right, Brent?
My number six.
So that's okay. So let's recap, Josh. Right?
Recap them, and then we'll go from oldest to newest. What we have left. I'll do mine first. I still have Midnight Madness left. I still have Man in Motion, Mojo, Neverland, and Seven.
Okay.
We all have Neverland, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Recap your 12 through 6, Josh.
Let's see here. I have at number 12, Hole in the Sun. At number 11, Genesis. I mean, Big Life. number 10, Don't Let Up. Number 9, Dawn Patrol. Number 8, High Road. Number 7, Seven Wishes. And number 6, Somewhere in California.
Brentry, you want to give us your what five you have left in age order, oldest to newest, not the order you've got them ranked.
Okay, oldest to newest.
If you can do it real quick, I don't know.
Dawn Patrol, Midnight Madness, Big Life, Neverland, and Don't Let Up.
All right, and recap your 12 through 6 if you can.
My 12 through 6, 12, Feeding Off the Mojo, 11, Hole in the Sun, 10, Somewhere in California, 9, High Road, 8, 7, 7, Seven Wishes, and 6, Man in Motion.
That's a lot of alliteration there, 7, 7, 7, 7 Wishes.
Yeah, well.
All right, for me, my recap of my 12 is number 12, Feeding Off the Mojo, number 11, Hole in the Sun, number 10, 7, number 9, High Road, number 8, Somewhere in California, number 7, Don't Let Up, and number 6, Big Life. The ones I have left in order from age, I got to do this real quick looking at it, would be Dawn Patrol, Midnight Madness, Seven Wishes, Man in Motion, and Neverland. Those are my final five. So are we ready for my number five?
Number five.
Josh could attest. I was talking to him last night at probably midnight, and then Brent to 1 in the morning.
You know, struggling. I saw you. These two were going back and forth, and I'm designing artwork for episode like 10.
Yeah.
That's how far I'm working in ahead. And I just keep my phone just keep going ding, 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 and I'm looking, Josh, Andy. I'm like, I don't even want to know.
By the way, I want to say this episode will go down as probably – at least in our top three of all time. I mean, it's in the top three right now. Okay, easily. Number five for me, this album is – it's hard. I really love this album. It is hard for me to put this at number five, but it has to be somewhere. I love this album. This is a very special meaning to me. Number five for me is Neverland. I think it's one of their best front to back. It's got I love every song on it. The reason it's at five for me is, like I said earlier, if Night Ranger only records four albums and their career is over, can I survive without hearing these songs? I can. Do I love this album? I love this album. I listen to it all the time. But they're on my final four, there are songs and songs I just can't be without. So they have to be above Neverland. So the only reasoning for it, it makes zero sense to anybody except me. But there's not a bad track on this album. There's just not. And there's a long story behind this album. I know we'll do an episode later and I'll tell the story. This album is very special to me. So my number five is Neverland. Just about a perfect album for me.
Why don't you just make number five number six and cut it off of five of the five albums you can't live without. There's a reason why we stopped at five and went back.
These go to 11.
No, these go to 12, actually.
No, like I said, my reasoning, I know it doesn't make sense, is if their career ends at four, can I live without Neverland? I can. I cannot live without the four below it. If it ends at three, I can't live without the three below four. Does it make any sense to anybody? I might just sound like I'm whacked out on Coke Zero.
Luckily, I've been in enough relationships where I can act like I'm still paying attention to you.
All right, Josh, give us your number five. Let's see how
much kill my heart. If you kill come my heart. On, son.
See? Now, Josh, now see, great minds, buddy. Great minds.
And it's one of those albums where, you know, when I first thought about it, I thought it would be lower to the list because there's things on this album I thought I don't like. And there are. There's tracks on here that I don't think are as strong, but I don't hear them all the time, like when I go to shows. So it's a reason why I pick up that album. There is probably three or four songs that I could live without today, but the other ones, it's kind of like this album is, it's either they're great, which there's a lot of them are great, or there's songs that are on the other end of the spectrum for me.
Sure.
But definitely, the biggest thing is I hate the U.S. Running order on it. That's
I do too.
But I have to pick up the U.S. version because it has Walk in the Future on it.
Right. So, but it should never open with a ballad.
We'll have that. We've already had that discussion.
Never do that. So, and I had the Japanese version before, so I was used to that ranking, or that order. So.
But you can't pick up the Japanese unless you pick up the EP because it doesn't have Walk in the Future, and Walk in the Future almost makes that album.
Sure. Brent, number five for you.
Number five is Don't Let Up.
Solid.
I mean, when you have writing like Jedi Fools.
I knew it. I knew you were going to do that.
And when you have this is what sucks about you guys all picking this crap for me. You already said everything I'd want to say.
Say it again, brother. Preach.
I mean, there is not a bad song on this album. This album, when I got it, I got it the day it came out. I called Andy. I said, I cannot believe how great this album is.
Yeah.
The last time I had that kind of reaction was when Loverboy put out, what was my album, Andy?
Just Getting Started.
That was a fantastic album. It was a band firing on all cylinders, like this band. What Josh said about Eric Levy earlier, he couldn't be more right. On this album, you put your earbuds in, and Eric Levy, I mean, I even got to tell this to the man's face, and it was nice. It is just quality Night Ranger. I mean, he embodies the whole sound of what that band does. He compliments them. They compliment him. It's just, I'm so glad he's in the band. So glad to have him.
Yeah, the beauty of keyboards, Brent, and you and I both know this from playing in bands, keyboards add such subtle layers that as you're listening, you don't notice it. But if you take it out, it's empty. The song is just empty. And Eric really just nailed it on this album. I can't disagree with you on this.
It's just the little things he does. And when you have earbuds and you're like, oh, my God, listen, it's brilliant. I can't cite you anything. It's brilliant. I still think it's a drum machine. I swear by that's a drum machine on the album. Andy thinks I'm crazy.
When we have Kelly on the show, Josh, that's your project, we'll have this discussion about drums or not.
Well,
but
another thing about that album, too, is they didn't miss a step with Carrie stepping in for drums.
No, either.
Not at all. Nope. Carrie, that's what I was gonna mention him as well. Carrie, feels like he's been in the band forever. I'm so glad they have him.
Yeah, he slipped right in, and boy, we've all been to enough shows. The fans react to Carrie so great. I mean, he's just so welcome, and he's so good. And
good showman, just good everything. Guy's got a resume that's just incredible.
You gotta remember.
I loved his Butcher Babies he posted yesterday. That was a hell of a resume picture there, Carrie. I commented I was going to go back on my Lit DVD when they were talking about the Razzle years on the Sunset Strip. Eh, Sunset Strip. See if he popped up. It's good stuff.
And, I was going to say, and you got to remember, he's been with the band on and off since 2012. Yeah. So, you know, everybody, you know, just thinks he kind of jumped in, you know, 2000, whatever, 15, 16-ish. And, but no, he was, you know, filling in for Joel even back in 2012. So, I mean, he's closing in on a decade, you know, having, you know, a history with the band.
He's great. Love him.
Yeah, he was a great replacement while Joel was off doing the Broadway thing.
Yep.
Good stuff. Andrew, are you next?
I'm ready for number four. This number is where it gets really, really good for me. And a lot of this is just memories and emotions. But number four for me is Man in Motion. This CD has a couple songs on this that I just don't want to live in a world if these songs don't exist. Don't Start Thinking I'm Alone Tonight is
a
high watermark for these guys for me. It's one of the best songs they've ever done. My opinion, never get tired of the song. And Halfway to the Sun, my God, I mean, I just want to start kicking things when that song comes on. And I just love it. And it's a great album. It's a solid album. Brent, we were there at Bogart's and saw him and met him.
Yes, we were.
This album it's great. It's a time capsule. It takes me right back to where I wanted to be in life at that point in time. So, and of course, a tribute to the Fans in Motion webpage that you guys have created. So, Man in Motion, Fans in Motion. Josh, number
solid
four.
Solid record.
Whoa.
Easily. Hey, come on, Mr. Geometry major.
Well, okay, so...
I thought that would be your number one, so that does surprise me, Josh, because I know you
love
this
album. I
thought
it would be in this top two.
Well, listen, unlike some folks, I listen with my ears and not my eyes, and it's a solid album. It does contain some of the best Night Ranger tracks. There are a couple, like any album, that I probably don't listen to as much, but... you want to, you know, if you're a Kelly Kagi fan, you got to listen to this album, because his singing on some of these tracks is the best he's ever done. And, you know, Brad plays great. And, you know, that's the thing I like about what they did was they didn't go get a Jack Blades clone. They got someone who could just, you know, sing and belt out tracks, and it was to me a great album, and the music holds up. So that is my number four.
And I'll say real quick, he really can sing. I mean, Gary is a singer. And I'll tell you another thing I noticed too is the bass is really solid on that album too. And I think Gary's the bass player in that part too, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
solid. Because I had headphones on when I was listening. I was like, man, the bass is really there.
If you can get the right mix. And you got a good stereo, you know, basically get all the little components all going. Jack plays some great bass lines. The problem is they're all buried, you know, in all those mixes, you know, from the 80s. So, and, you know, plus he's competing with, you know, Brad Gillis and Jeff Watson and whoever else is playing with him, and then keyboards. But, Brad, you know, Jack's got some great bass line too. But, yes, on that album, they, you know, you can definitely hear... it's probably what you're saying is right. It's probably one of the, you know, the Night Ranger albums that the bass is probably more up front than something.
Very prominent. Yep. Whenever I want to listen to Jack really heavy bass, I just go to Rubicon and call it a day. Brent, give us your number four.
My number four. Four.
Four.
Neverland.
Oh, nice.
Neverland. I like it higher than Andy. I can't live without this album.
Hey, man, don't throw me under that bus. Hey,
I'm throwing you under that bus because I can't believe you rated it lower, because Neverland...
I have reasons.
This is the rebirth of Night Ranger right here. I had this the week... Well, probably same month it came out in Japan. Because, Josh, how long did it come out in Japan before it came out in America? 6 months at least?
I mean, it was a while. So, you know, it was probably 6 months, 5 months, 8 months, somewhere in there.
You know, some of you might have drug dealers out there. I had import guys back before the internet. And my import guy would call me up and say, hey, Night Ranger's releasing an album in January or December.
January.
You want me to order it for you? I'm like, hell to the yes, I want you to order it for me. But yeah, Neverland is just, it's incredible to me. I think it's got a more stripped down sound that will, you know, we'll save that for another podcast. But to me, there's not a bad song on it. My least favorite song on the album is New York Time.
Yeah, I love that song. But I don't understand. You have to pick a non-favorite.
But, God, and when the album came out in America, and I had to buy the American version just to get the different tracks, it just got better. It just got better. You know, we'll do a hard review on this record sometime down the road, and you guys will be amazed at the way the track order goes and what have you. But I don't care. You put it on random, it's still going to be one kick-ass album. So glad to have this in my collection. Screw you, Andy.
Wait, listen, I can't disagree with where you put it. I just, like I said, in my messed up world of how I put these things in order, if a Night Ranger never puts out Neverland, at least I got Man in Motion, and I'm okay with that world. But I don't want that world. I still want Neverland, and I want Don't Let Up, and I want Cairo.
So Neverland is fantastic. I just can't get enough. It never gets old.
Yeah, I was actually rocking it earlier. But all right, my number three. We're up to number three now. Seven Wishes.
This is going quick.
Seven Wishes.
Oh, you're three Seven Wishes? Wow.
Number three is Seven Wishes. And again, it's a time thing for me. And I think, Brent, you've always said that. And I said to a friend of mine, I was talking to Brent, a guy we went to school with, Alan Wiesenhahn. And we were talking about music. And Alan's a big music fan. And I won't be long here. But the point is I believe time travel does exist. In the simple fact that I can put in Seven Wishes and I can be back in high school driving my Bengal orange Mercury Capri with my sunroof out, and I'm rocking Seven Wishes. I mean, I don't want to know a world that doesn't have Four in the Morning, Sentimental Street, This Boy Needs to Rock, and Goodbye. I mean, these are just brilliant, beautiful songs. This album is so good to me. It puts me right back where I wanted to be, where some of the best times of our lives, Brent, were driving around. Shockingly, we didn't have a lot of hot girls chasing us around at that time. Maybe because we were cranking Night Ranger.
I got mine.
But my point is I love this album. I will always love this album. It's awesome. And that's my time machine. It's my night machine as a time machine. There it is. I'm done. Josh, number three.
Oh, I just wanted to add that makes me work at Chick-fil-A again. That means I'm working at Chick-fil-A and I got the zits going on.
I was getting free Chick-fil-A sandwiches. How much better could my life be?
Yeah, there's that one closed down now. So, yeah, you get a lot of them.
Josh, number three.
Ooh.
I can't disagree with you, my friend. This is so hard either for me to go from four to three.
There are a couple songs that, you know, again, probably haven't aged on me that you know, great, but 80% of the album, and it's because they don't play it live. So, you know, if I got to hear it, plus you can put this in, you can crank it loud. Reason to Be, Don't Start Thinking I'm Alone Tonight, that might be the best back-to-back tracks on any Night Ranger album. You know, those two songs are great, and then Halfway to the Sun, I think every Night Ranger fan appreciates, and it's just are you all right
the guitar
there?
Work alone on Halfway to the Sun is worth listening to.
Yeah,
those guys, I mean, there had to be smoke flying off their fingers on this song.
And this is really the first album where you had the acoustic guitar mixed in with electric. I mean, you had acoustic guitar with the Goodbye and Don't Let Him Run, but you never had anything where they were mixed. And it really showed off, you know, Jeff Watson's acoustic guitar playing, and then Brad, you know, jumping in. And Brad co-wrote a couple great songs on there. And it's just, to this day, it still holds up. And number three.
Nice. Brent, number three.
Number three. You know, I could take a liking to Big Life, and I did. This album makes me happy. It makes me so freaking happy.
I'm with you. I love it. Great call.
And that's, I mean, I wanted, it almost was my number two because it makes me happy, Josh. I love, I mean, Big Life is incredible. Color Your Smile makes me happy, even though if you listen, I told Andy the other day, I'm like, you're paying attention to the lyrics. This girl's a slut. I never even paid attention.
She's
got trouble with the reputation.
I suddenly like the song better. I might move that up on my list. I guess I didn't pick.
I mean, Josh, would you say Cocaine and Women? You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I knew it was
sluts,
finally I can relate to the song a little bit.
Rain Comes Crashing Down is probably one of the greatest Jack Blade songs ever written. Carry On's great. I Know Tonight. God, that makes me so happy. Sorry, but this shit makes me happy. I love the album. It's a happy album. I'm bebopping down the highway whenever I'm in a kind of a mood. Big Life goes right in.
You ever heard of ABBA? You should try them.
Did you see how happy I got talking about the album? I'm just going to ignore that.
I agree, Brent. I mean, Josh is funny. He's cracking me up. I think it's funny. But, I'm with you. It's a great album.
I even bought the Japanese import so I could, one, get the proper cover, and two, I needed a remix. I was, this is when I was trying to get the best mixes of them. And, of course, Josh has the best mixes on the Geffen ones, I found out recently. It's going to talk a brother up. But, great album.
Good call.
You're down to the dumps and you need something to bring you up, listen to Big Life.
It's not Cold Gin?
Cold Gin will do it too, but man, Big Life.
All right. Good call, Brent. I'm happy that it makes you happy.
Yeah. Nobody else got that happy over the Night Ranger albums like I did.
I did have Seven Wishes. Seven Wishes is a joy for me.
And it's not as happy as Big Life.
All right. We're down
love
to
you,
the
Andy.
Top,
you're like
the
a brother
top
to me. You know
two. The top two, and for me, my top two basically are just a tie for number one. I couldn't pick an order. I just did it because I had to. Josh made us. Number two for me, without a doubt, Midnight Madness. It is the quintessential sound. It put Night Ranger on the map. I mean, you got Sister Christian, which unfortunately most people, that's all they know when you say Night Ranger. But you've got, Rumors in the Air, Touch of Madness, Passion Play, Chipping Away, and then it ends with Let Him Run. I mean, these are just staples and are such great songs, and this could have easily been my number one, but I had to pick a number two because Josh is relentless. Number two for me, Midnight Madness, and this could flip tomorrow. This could flip by the end of this podcast. Josh, number two.
Seven.
Whoa.
You took that little lyric book and put it in the front of there, didn't you?
Whoa.
And it has to be the Japanese version. It has to include the track Crazy World. But this album, and if you just go through it, and then you can't really do this on a lot of Night Ranger albums. Let's take Dawn Patrol, Young Girl in Love, Penny. But if you go Sign of the Times, great song, Panic and Jane. Don't Ask Me Why, great Night Ranger ballad. The only song on here that I don't get, and I don't know why they released it as a single, is Kong. So I exclude that. But Mother Mayhem, a different kind of track for Night Ranger, but
Sea of Love,
catchy as hell. Sea of Love, Soul Survivor, the song Crazy World, which is probably one of my favorites. Peace Sign, When I Call on You, Revelation. It's just strong from one to track 12, and there may be out some other albums out there, but there's always that one track that this album, it has Kong, but even Kong is somewhat manageable to listen to. And so to me, it's just, when I started looking at him, I'm like, I grabbed this album a lot. It was weird when it came out, there was no fanfare. It's just like all and it's a different time, there's no social media back in or anything, but just one day it was there. I picked it up and I listened to it as much as I did Neverland and any other new Night Ranger album, but it, like I said, just from start to finish, it competes with any album. So number two.
Solid.
No, I agree with that. Like I said, I think it's a solid record. Like I said, when it came out, God, I was going through a divorce back then. I remember. Right. So, I mean, it just, you know, here, right? I was going through different things, and it just, like I said, it got pushed off to the back burner. You ain't going to get me. But boy, when I rediscovered it, Josh, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I wanted it to be higher. Really think it's a great record. So Kelly sounds dynamic on that album, and Revelation's just such a great song. That chorus would, I sing terribly, but I wail that in the car. Yeah, you know, splits and twos and threes. And,
all right, Brent, you're number two. Oh, sorry, Josh.
Well, I was going to say, anyone out there, if you have this and you do not have the Japanese version that has... So what it is there's a bonus track, Let Him Run, which they re-recorded, which I didn't really include into the conversation or, you know, consideration. But Crazy World, not really considered a bonus track.
On Zero Records.
It was just a track that they recorded for the album, and when they released it in the States, the record label in the States left it off. We'll get into that reason why, you know, when we, you know, do an in-depth discussion on 7. But if you got a little bit of money to spend, go find yourself the Japanese version or whatever and find that song Crazy World, because it makes that album, you know? So.
Brentry, number two.
Number two. You know, I thought it was going to be tougher, but you know what? They come out in a certain order that they're released in, because you got all your life to write your first album. So I had to go with the second album, Midnight Madness, even though it, chipping away.
Yeah. I do not disagree with anything you're about to say.
I mean, Passion Play in a backstreet bar on the south side of town. I mean, it's just, I could see the smoke rising from the stage right now. I could see, it was just so fun, so great. And when this came out, this album was kind of dead in its tracks. MTV rarely played rock in America. And when they did, it was like the Sing Me Away video. It was really late at night. And I'll never forget Andy and I going down to Daytona Beach, ninth grade. And all the way down on spring break, all we heard was Sister Christian on the radio. Now, luckily, I'm a fan. I already had the album. But as soon as Sister Christian came out, that album exploded. And, yeah. But no, Touch of Madness. Rumors in the air. I mean, and Let Them Run.
Yeah,
it just
doesn't get much better. And I'll say this as a little side note. I believe, and we can touch on it later on. But if I remember correctly, wasn't it Ted Nugent hearing Rockin' America kind of inspired him to want to work with Jack and do the Let Us the Damn Yankees? Or am I off base on that?
You froze up on me, so I didn't hear what you said.
You're kind of true. I don't think that's what got Jack into Damn Yankees. It was a little bit more uncool of a story, but
then we can save it.
But I know that was the song. That was a track that Ted liked, hence why they played, you know, that song live. I think they played Damn Yankees. Played, you know, you don't tell me you love me and You Can Still Rock in America. Those were the two Night Ranger tracks that they would alternate through.
Sure. Anyway, all right. So the moment we've all been waiting for. So number one, and mine should be of no surprise to anybody. I'm a homer. I'm a fan. I don't have any surprises left up my sleeve. Number one for me is Dawn Patrol. I love this album. This album introduced the world to Night Ranger, introduced me and Brent to Night Ranger. We saw their first tour. We saw him with Kiss. It's an emotional, it means so much to me, this album. I know Josh has touched on, when you go to the concerts, you can hear a lot of these songs. And the same with Midnight Madness. For me, I never tire of hearing them. I don't grow tired of it. As much as I would want to hear some stuff off Man in Motion and some stuff off Neverland, and I think we'll touch on that in a later episode. This album to me just is everything. You know, Sing Me Away is just such a classic, all-time favorite song of mine. Call My Name, Eddie's Coming Out Tonight.
Eddie.
No. Play Rough, and then the song that gave them their name, Night Ranger. Come on, it just, the crickets start chirping and a da-da-da-da-da-da. It just, it's not, I never tire of it, and I still go to it, put it in all the time, love it. But again, I could switch with Midnight Madness and not lose any sleep. Josh?
Well, the right answer.
See, Midnight Madness.
I can't disagree, Josh.
And it would be, I get what you're saying, but to me, every song on there is better than Young Girl in Love. Every song on there is better than Penny. Every song on there is better than At Night She Sleeps. That's 30% of Dawn Patrol. That's why this is number one. And why it kind of, you know, breaks kind of maybe what I've been saying is I can pick this up and Rock in America, Sister Christian, When You Close Your Eyes. Those three songs just don't get old. Right. And then the songs that you don't hear them play a lot, they are all great. So there's nothing you got to skip. You don't have to skip Rumors in the Air, Why Does Love Have to Change, Touch of Madness, Passion Play, Chipping Away, Let Him Run. All those. And Let Him Run was a song that's way ahead of its time. You know, it's something that it's issue, you know, stuff that could be written today. And so, I mean, you got to think that's coming out in 1983, written probably in 82. So if you're going to give someone one album, what is Night Ranger?
True.
You're giving them this album because you can't, number one, have What Is Night Ranger without Sister Christian. And you still get the heavy stuff. You still get Touch of Madness. You can still rock in America. You got the acoustic stuff like Let Him Run. And you got tracks that are very melodic, you know, that are like Rumors in the Air, Passion Play. So it basically has everything you need. So this is why it's number one.
Josh, let me jump in real quick. I will agree with what you're saying. If you had to give someone one album to say this is what Night Ranger is, yeah, I would probably give a Midnight Madness. So I think you're dead on that assessment. Like I said, I could switch my one and two very easily. They're Dawn Patrol, Midnight Madness. I agree, 100%.
Also, 100%. It is my favorite album with of all the albums out there with a band member in Scrubs. It's also my number one on that list as well.
It's between that and Prince and the Revolution. I mean, what else are you going to do? Brent Walter, this is it. Your moment of truth. You've waited a lifetime for this.
They thank Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley on that album, too. Okay. And the reason they thank Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley on that album, because Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley took Night Ranger, Dawn Patrol, on their very first tour.
Yeah, all right.
This album is number one to me because it's the very first thing I've ever heard by the guys. It was what pulled me into the band. It is, and everything in this pile here, stack, not a pile, is what's kept me with the band. So,
but it all started with Dawn Patrol, you're right.
But it all started with Dawn Patrol, so I thought Dawn Patrol had to have its due. It is number one. I don't tire of anything on this record. I like all the songs. If I were going to skip one song, it would be Penny. Sure. Because, I mean, long story short, we went to school with a girl named Penny that I wasn't attracted to. She liked me in the eighth grade and blah, blah, blah. And so therefore, Penny was cursed. That song was cursed with me. But I love Night Ranger. Love Call My Name. I love every note on that album. It's just fantastic. You know, couldn't ask for a better debut album. Really couldn't.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there it is. I mean, Josh has almost got me wanting to redo my list here now. We're not even done with the episode.
But the thing is, they change with your mood. They change by the year because, you know, somewhere in California, I might pop that in 8 months from now. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what was I thinking? Even though I didn't dislike it, I love the album. But God, how could I put it down so much lower? I mean, that's going to happen. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Josh, are you going to post something and let the fans kind of take the fans in motion page take a look at our lists? And...
Well, I don't know. We're recording this Monday night, the week. It'll be
June 1st.
This will be a week old by the time everyone hears it. So I will probably just put up a poll of who you agree with the most and just put our names. That way people got to at least watch it and, you know.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good enough. That's Andy with an A.
And
that's B because I'm right. Bright. Brighter.
And if you're watching this and you watched last week's episode on Dawn Patrol, we recorded that a couple days before Brad Gillis was on Rudy Sarzo's show. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to Rudy Sarzo's show on Monsters of Rock on Dash Radio, it was a great interview. They talked a lot about Rubicon, a lot about Ozzy. And the great thing is the information that we gave on our episode was all pretty correct. I didn't see any, you know, errors or anything. So if you get a chance, check that out. And he played two new songs. Gun for Hire is really heavy. It was a great track. I didn't get to hear the other tracks, so if someone's, you know, has a review they want to post of it, you know, put it on the page somewhere.
And today we hit 600 people on the page. So
awesome. Awesome. That's
in 4 weeks. 4 weeks time. Five weeks.
We're probably closing more on six.
Is it really? God, it's gone that fast.
I mean, our goal is to get more likes than the actual band.
Well,
we're on our way.
Tell you what, I've been connecting with some of the fans out there. I had a little chat with Emily, Lisa, and Jackson the other night. They were very complimentary. I told them to review the shows, to be dead honest with what they like and what they don't like, because that's for all of you out there. Please tell us what you like, what you don't like, because we can only improve it and make it better for you.
And I'm all for you guys lying to me and telling me that I'm great. I don't need the truth.
So. Yeah, that's why that's his least favorite song on
There It Is. I was waiting for somebody.
I'm on it.
And also, after you guys, if anyone's still listening, make your own list and comment on the YouTube page and put your own list there so we can see. That's what I like most is one of the things I like most is seeing what everybody else thinks. It's cool to see, you know, a song that I don't get into, like Sing Me Away. I like Sing Me Away. It's a great track. But to me, it was always a song, you guys could probably leave that out of the show. You know, not every show, but you know what I mean? On, you know, a tour.
Yeah.
They've done it with other songs. They've done it with Goodbye. They've done it with Four in the Morning. And, you know, those songs were bigger than Sing Me Away.
That was good, though.
Well, yeah, but I was surprised how many people that it was their favorite song.
Yeah.
So that's what's really cool. So make up your own list and let us see. You know, I like seeing what everybody thinks. I mean, just look at us. We're three big Night Ranger fans, and our list was pretty much all over the place. I mean, the only really consistent thing we had, obviously, Midnight Madness, but we all had Neverland in our top five. That was probably, you know, something that's a little strange. And Man in Motion obviously made it all up in the top six.
Yeah.
So it's just neat to see what everybody else thinks. And leave us some reviews and hit the subscribe button, all that garbage, you know. Let us know how great we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I talked to other friends of mine, and they're like, you're doing a podcast. I mean, how much can you talk about Night Ranger? And I said, you'd be surprised how, you know, this Josh will post this thing. It might be an hour, hour and a half, but there's probably 2, 3, 4 hours of conversation and back and forth, and we could go on and on. I never tire of it, and I love these guys. I love this band. I love this page. Like I said, I say it all the time. I was just, like I said, before we started tonight, I was talking with a guy on the page, and we were discussing Hearts Away, how it should have just been a bigger song. And I love that interaction with other fans of this band, because you just don't – they're not talked about anymore. And then you find someone else who's like you, and they're like, oh, man, I love you. Sing Me Away, or I love Hearts Away. And you're like, yes, yes. So I love it, and I go to the page as often as I can, and I try to engage with these people. I love it.
You know, and if I went to my wife and I said, see this album? This album makes me so freaking happy. She's just like.
And?
You know, who is that again? You know, yeah. She just doesn't give a crap.
Well, this That's is a great fine. Episode, Josh, and I'm glad we did this one. This is the episode the Fans in Motion page, the people didn't know they needed, but you need this page. You need this episode. And I look forward to this being released. And seeing other people's lists and the debates that are going to happen. I cannot wait for this one.
And next week will be... And what's great about this episode is it's a little bit more spontaneous than, you know, when we do the deep history of an album. You know, the Dawn Patrol episode, I mean, it's very, you know, numbers and facts and, you know, so... But I talked to a lot of people on the page, and everyone likes... You know, different stuff. There's people, you know, want that deep information. And then there's people that like kind of like the lighthearted part of this list, you know, very relaxed. And then there's people that love seeing, you know, collections and all the rare, unique stuff. So, you know, we're trying to hit every demographic that everybody likes. So it was fun doing this because it's just a little bit more chance of us to talk and just kind of, you know,
be loose
off the cuff. And but we'll get back to the hard, you know, facts and numbers next week when we do the Midnight Madness episode.
I will say this. I will not go third on another list like this.
Does it work for you?
Well, you two already took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I felt like a Meatloaf song, you know?
Oh.
I mean, right when you got to that, I'm like, everything I wanted to say.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So is that wrapping it up?
Less of me is best of me, I guess, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we need to add before we call this one a day?
Yeah, just thank you, everybody. Again, I will thank you every week. I love the page. I love all you. Great.
Josh? There you go.
Hit pay dirt with K-dirt.